The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With that, we welcome in our friend Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian, I know you for a long time. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Good to be on the radio. Thanks for having us.
How long you and I know each other? 10, 20, 30 years? How long?
It's probably 30, Tommy.
Yeah, it's been 30. A long time, man. I'm telling you, you've had quite a career. Tell me about the smoke alarm giveaways that's going on.
Yeah, so look, we have a program called Operation Save a Life that we spearhead at the Fire Marshal's office. And early in the month, the Lowe's Home Improvement Store over in Slidell, in partnership with Chief Kaufman at St. Tammany Fire District 1, we were able to get a donation of 34,000 smoke alarms, which is huge to the program. So it's a historic moment for the program. We have over 200 or so fire service partners across the state that partner with us that install those smoke alarms free. So if you call your local fire department and ask them about the program, they will come out and install a smoke alarm in your home free. And we look forward to doing that for the fire service and for the homeowners of the state of Louisiana. So, Tommy, we've had this year so far, unfortunately, about 70 fire fatalities, and only four of those we can, you know, somewhat confirm that there was a smoke alarm in the home, which is just devastating. So we know that this donation of these 34,000 or so smoke alarms are going to save lives if we can get them out. So we've really been pushing the program out to the fire service and to the homeowners of Louisiana to really just call us. We want to do what we can to help save lives.
When it comes to the smoke alarms and batteries and so forth, how important is it, Brian, when it comes to people that have this program, to be clear, is for people that do not have smoke alarms, right?
Yes, absolutely. But look, back in the day when you used to have to change your batteries once a year, that was an issue. Now the smoke alarms have 10-year life batteries in them, so we recommend that in 10 years you just change it and put another smoke alarm in. So this program has been around for about 12 years now. We've installed about 12,000 or so smoke alarms. And look, this is a program that Chief Browning started back in his day when he was the state fire marshal. We've been able just to pick it up and just move forward with it. So now with the 10-year life batteries, some of those that we installed 12 years ago need to be changed now. So you need to check your smoke alarm, test it regularly. You know, there's a test button on it. It'll go off. You'll know if it's working. If it's not, call your local fire department or call us. Go to our website, lasfm.org, and you can request one online.
Brian, when it comes to other things that people need to be aware of, and it seems as though, thankfully, It hasn't been that cold, and I say that because inevitably before it turns cold, we know people are going to die from space heaters and those kind of things. Christmas trees drying out, et cetera. Just a couple of words or two about general fire safety, please.
Sure, man. So space heaters, you know, 3 to 5 feet away from any combustible curtains, bedspreads, you know, those kind of things. Make sure that space heater is plugged directly into the wall. Don't use an extension cord. Don't use a power strip. Don't use your stove or your ovens to heat your home. Fireplaces, make sure your fireplace is out at night before you go to bed. And look, again, back to the smoke alarms. Make sure that you have a working smoke alarm in your home. Look, for also the holiday season, make sure you turn your lights off. Unplug your Christmas tree at night before you go to bed if you still have your Christmas tree up. Get rid of that Christmas tree as soon as you can if it's a live tree. It's dried out by now. The Christmas trees have been around for a while. So those are some of the things that you just really need to pay attention to.
Brian, I've seen y'all do demonstrations with frying turkeys and what can go wrong there, but I told Mike Strain a story yesterday on a Super Bowl Sunday 10 years ago, maybe. It was pouring down rain, and I had a tree that was drying out, and I put it out in the pouring rain and lit it just to see what happened way out in the yard where it couldn't hurt anything. And it was amazing how quickly that went up in a pouring rain. I don't think people quite realize how dangerous a dried out tree can be.
Yeah, so, you know, we partner with New Orleans Fire Department, and we do a demonstration with those guys once again. We did that this year again. A Christmas tree will go up and be nothing in probably 30 seconds or less.
And it's like a forest fire. You don't realize, like a mini forest fire, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. 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 It'll go up, and it'll be nothing in 30 seconds. So, and that'll absolutely start a major fire in your home. You don't want that. Make sure you get rid of that tree again, as I said. So.
Tell me about, let me take a break. We'll come back, talk about fireworks safety, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Because I know it wasn't too long ago in Belchase. It was a rainy night, a rainy New Year's Eve, and a house burned down from somebody that set off a firework. I don't know if it was one of these flares that's supposed to be used over the water or whatever it was, but people tend to think that stuff like that can't happen here because it's too damp, too moist, et cetera. But this was during a rainstorm, and it burned the house down. So we'll talk more fire safety with Brian Adams when we come back. Our friend, Louisiana State Fire Marshal, 720, traffic now, WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian, let's talk about fireworks safety, because it was a rainy New Year's Eve about 10 years ago. A house in Belchase caught fire, burned down. It's not like Las Vegas, where it's a dry climate and you think that that's the only time you have to be safe, right?
Yeah, Tommy. Look, so we know that people are going to want to celebrate this year with fireworks. We encourage them to go out and go to a fireworks display somewhere. But if you choose to do fireworks at your home, you just need to really, really be safe with those things. Make sure that your detonating devices, you know, are lighting fireworks at least a couple hundred feet away from homes. I know that's difficult in neighborhoods, but make sure you're in the street or on the sidewalk as far away from the house as you can get. Never let the kids light those fireworks. It's just not safe. You know, make sure you're lighting one device at a time or one firework unit at a time. And look, I'm going to say never do it in pair, but we know there's going to be people out there drinking, celebrating the new year like everyone else, you know, drinking at home, having house parties. But just be really, you know, extremely, extremely careful with those things, because you're right. Those things can, you know, shoot into a house, shoot into a window, shoot through a doorway, whatever it might be, and you know, absolutely set a house on fire, as you said.
And people sometimes don't realize what they're doing. These guns that you get, these flare guns that you get for, like, use in a marine application on a boat or something like that, that can set a house on fire easily. You never want to fire that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's not to be used around a house or in a neighborhood. Those things would be used offshore when you're in a boat and you need help. So absolutely, you should not be doing that. You shouldn't be shooting, you know, guns in the air, guns in the ground, all of those things just should not be happening to celebrate the new year.
Sometimes you think things are obvious, but, you know, it's the new year, maybe a couple of drinks, and people start doing dumb things, and before you know it, the worst happens. Let's talk quickly. I mentioned this also about 1 year I gifted everybody fire extinguishers, although it wasn't a sexy gift. You'd be surprised how appreciative they were of that. Talk about fire extinguishers in the home and what would be the best type to have, Brian, and how that could be the best, maybe, I guess, $50 to $100 you could spend.
Yeah, so look, you should have a fire extinguisher in your home. It ought to be near the kitchen, you know, near the stove in case you have a stove fire. You're right, it's not a gift that people would think about giving to someone, but, you know, you go out and you can go to, you know, any hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot, those kind of places. They do have fire extinguishers. We recommend that you get an ABC fire extinguisher, which is which should be noted on a fire extinguisher. That's for any type of fire that you would have in your home. But absolutely, it's a great gift, Tommy, and that was a great idea.
Knowing what you know, can you believe that back in the day people used to put candles on Christmas trees?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a no-no. You know,
that's,
and
but, I mean, that's crazy, even, isn't it? They had to have houses burning down left and right.
Well, I guess, you know, so I we can note that pre-Katrina there were a lot more fires in the area than, you know, in the New Orleans metro area where you know I'm from.
Right.
But we believe that, you know, the change is not related to candles, but that was to the new building codes and the new construction codes.
Right. But I'm talking about way back in the day, like in the 1800s all that stuff.
I just can't believe they did that.
Yeah, that's crazy that people would do that. Man, I can only imagine the houses that went up.
Yep, absolutely. Candles are not safe in the home.
Appreciate it.
All right,
happy
Take
holiday.
Care,
see you. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you again. Brian Adams, Louisiana State. You bet. Fire Marshal.